share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. With technology improving daily, one would think it's harder to hack certain websites. Recently, Dr. Masli Malik shared a screenshot on Facebook where the e-Operasi website of the Ministry of Education was allegedly hacked. The website showed a black background with red text, and the title was hacked by 4N5W3R1337. The rest of the message reads like this: please patch your critical vulnerability before someone from outside gets into your system. Amateurs hack systems, professionals hack people. And if you spend more on coffee than on IT security, you will be hacked. What's more, you deserve to be hacked. The person added that they hacked just for fun and loved finding vulnerabilities, nothing beyond that. They mentioned that they reported these vulnerabilities last year, but no action were taken. They ended the message by saying, stop using people for your pocket and fame. Patch your system, and don't look for me. All my info and IP are fake. You're most welcome. For illustration purposes only, many teachers in the comments were worried as e-Operasi is where they store their personal information, spouse and work information. No wonder I couldn't open the site this afternoon. I wanted to check something but, I couldn't. The information kept changing as well. I don't understand. There's a lot of important information there. OMG. e-Operasi contains a lot of teachers' confidential information. The whole family's information is in there. Danger, danger. Some believe that the website was not hacked and only defaced. However, that does not change the fact that the security of the webpage is terrible. It was not compromised, just defaced. The information is safe. Chicken brand security, it must be the cheapest. Weak system. Put the people who are supposed to be there, don't use cable. As of the time of writing, the e-Operasi site can be accessed again, and the Ministry of Education issued no statements. After reading the message, it appears the hacker just wanted to bring attention to the vulnerabilities. What is your take on this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Majin Group hacks into Indian Gov websites and leaks data after officials insult Islam and the Prophet. Source: Dr. Masli Malik L. Facebook Source, Sora Shimazaki L. Pexels Source, Facebook 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 Source, Facebook. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.